Welcome to The Dyad Presents, a video game music podcast. I'm The Dyad, and this is F1 Spirit 3D Special. That made their way over from our bulletin board promo on the VGM jukebox. Hello and welcome. Bringing us in this week is another system new to the show, from the MSX 2 Plus, composed by Tsutomu Ogura. This track is called "Is It Domingo Today?" I also saw sources that cited the composer as Goro Kim, but I'm assuming that it was an alias or some other pseudonym, and it was eventually revealed to be Tsutomu. So, what is the MSX 2 Plus? Well, we should probably start with a basic MSX. The MSX is a series of Zilog Z80-based family home computers debuting in 1983. They were standardized architecture, meaning it was an attempt to establish a single standard. So think of it kind of like VHS was to home video. The MSX standard was designed by ASCII Corporation in cooperation with Microsoft. Kazuhiko Nishi, then vice president at Microsoft Japan, was also the director of ASCII Corporation. MSX computers were popular in Asia and specifically in Japan. How it relates to video games, though, is before Nintendo was a household name, game developers were putting out software for the MSX. Most popularly, the Metal Gear and Bomberman series were both designed first for these home systems. After 1986, Microsoft stopped supporting MSX and ASCII in Japan took over further development. Consequently, the MSX 2 Plus was only released officially in Japan. Anyway, I don't want to give the game itself short shrift, so let's talk about that briefly. F1 Spirit 3D Special is a successor to F1 Spirit: The Way to Formula 1. Originally a top-down racing game on the MSX, the sequel release for the MSX 2 Plus uses a scaling third-person perspective. Think Pole Position, or my personal favorite, Top Gear 2. An important change to the second game comes in the form of the MSX Music Chip, which was a standard for FM-based synth generation on MSX, and that's what gives you this peppy track. I think digging into the PSG versus FM synth is a bridge too far for this episode, so we'll stick a pin in that discussion, but why don't I play the PSG version of the same song for comparison's sake? I think that probably gives you an idea of the differences between the two. So, here again is the track, "Is It Domingo Today?"
Thank you.
cool in their own way, right? I'll admit that I'm not sure how a player selects FM Synth versus PSG. I assume it's a software option or maybe something to do with the operating system itself, but feel free to point out how it's done in the comments if you want. Anyway, I think that's the shortest song to longest dyad ratio you're going to get this episode, so let's move on to the next track that's actually pretty long. In fact, it clocks in at about 5 minutes or so, but it's robust in a good way. From the Sega Genesis, composed by Motoaki Takenouchi from the game Jewel Master, this track is also called Jewel Master. wasn't able to find an official citation for this. I read in multiple places that several of the song titles from this game are named for prog rock songs and albums. The composer, Motoaki, is a big fan of prog rock, citing King Crimson, Yes, Frank Zappa, and ELP as some of his influences. Track names such as The Gate of Delirium, To Be Over, and Close to the Edge are names of songs performed by the British rock band Yes. In addition, Talk to the Wind could be a reference to the song by King Crimson, Vital Signs to that of Canadian rock band Rush, and Time to Kill a reference to the 1970s British band UK. This is the fourth episode in a row with a Genesis track. I was a huge Nintendo kid growing up, so I have a real internal struggle going on. Is it true what they say? Sega do what Nintendo don't? While I deal with my cognitive dissonance, why don't I play my next track? This game has a huge soundtrack of around 40 songs. Many of the tracks have a really driving feeling that's reminiscent of one of the classic platformers like Mega Man or a newer upgrade like Shovel Knight. But I decided to play something a little different. This track is exuberantly happy and triumphant, and it puts me in a better mood when I listen to it. I wasn't able to find names for any of the songs in the game. I found some posted, but I don't think they were really official, maybe just whatever stage of the game they came from. And there wasn't even one for this particular track, so we'll just have to call it BGM 37. So from the game Keitai Denju Telefang, for the Game Boy Color, composed by the prolific Kinuyo Yamashita, this is BGM 37. The name of this game translates to Mobile Phone Beast Telefang, and there was a later sequel. Both came out exclusively in Japan, and I'm just gonna call a spade here. These are straight up Pokemon clones. This game came out in the year 2000, 4 years after the Japanese release of Pokemon Red and Blue, and pretty much at the height of Pokemania. Further paralleling the Pokemon games, Keitai Denju came out in two different versions, called Speed and Power, whose covers were conveniently colored red and blue, by the way. The games never had official American releases, but ahoy matey, we got pirated translations that renamed the games Pokemon Jade and Pokemon Diamond. And while they were at it, They also stole the image of the forest spirit Shishigami from Hayao Miyazaki's movie Princess Mononoke. The other box has a blue snake monster with unknown origins. The English versions are notorious for terrible translations, including several swear words and game crashing bugs, neither of which are likely to appear in a true Nintendo product. I would stay away from the game itself unless you can speak Japanese and play it on the original, but the soundtrack is packed with good music to check out. Alright, a little more inside baseball for this next track. The song comes from the Commodore 64, and while I don't mind the sound from the SID chip, I know it can be a little grating on others, at least from what I see on the internet. And this song has a whistling effect that sort of amplifies it however you come down. The Great Dividing Whistle. Personally, this song has been stuck in my head for a few days, and I love it. But if it's not your thing, feel free to jump ahead. But give it a chance, because it's actually a pretty cool track. So, from the Commodore 64, composed by Rain Auehand, from the game Last Ninja 3, this is Stage 2 Music. Thank you. Let me just apologize to Rain, because I'm sure I mispronounced his last name and probably his first name too. If you're listening, sorry about that. About the track, I also saw it was referred to as both water and sewers in a couple places, so I'm not sure if there's an official track title, but I saw more instances of it simply called Stage 2, so that's what I'm gonna go with. Also, Last Ninja 3, huh? How does that work exactly? What happened to the first two Last Ninjas? We'll talk about the tech on the Commodore 64 another time. After the MSX rundown earlier, I don't really want to push my luck. I can't have people falling asleep listening to my podcast. Unless that's your thing, I don't care. You can fall asleep to this. Good night. I'm thinking of you. I'm proud of you. You'll do great tomorrow. As for the game, you can play it if you own a C64, but avoid the Virtual Console version. I think I read that it has a game-crashing bug after the first level, and they were never able to patch it out. Which is terrible, because think of all those people who weren't able to hear this jam. Ugh, the humanity. But we won't end the show on such a sad note. I'll close it out with just the song to bring everybody back up. This track comes from the arcade game Racing Hero, and it exudes a sense of positivity and limitless potential. Before I go, as always, special thanks to Alan Euler, aka Periodical, for editing and mixing the episode. You can follow the show at thedyadpresents.blogspot.com, which also has a subscription link to the show on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at thedyad, and you can email me at thedyadpresents@gmail.com. There's also a Facebook page. You can search for it by the name of the podcast or by at the Dyad. Until next time, composed by Hikoshi Hashimoto, this is BGM 1.